there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Jason and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You fine, fine people there who are still tuning in to this podcast, this irregular, inconsistent, but absolutely charming podcast. I'm your host, Jason, and right there is the other guy, Manny. I kind of lost the thread in this. Happy New Year. We are back for 2026, still avoiding the 100th episode. I mean, because we are consistent like that. I do have an update about Joe. Joe has gotten his life a little together, and we're just waiting for him to start his newest opportunity. And once he starts his newest opportunity, we can see when we can get together. He is aiming for April to come around, so we might actually start with these numbered episodes. I will say, as to the best of my ability, that we will be trying to keep these specials at a, I don't know, minimum of 20 minutes because it defeats the whole purpose. Into Breach the 100th episode, I will try my best. Don't at me. But today's topic should be New Year's resolutions, or it should be regrets and remorse, or it should be well wishes from us. But it's been a topic
that's However, been if Sorry. You know us, we've done nothing but trash New Year's resolutions.
We have trash New Year's resolutions.
Every time we say we're going to do something.
Because they still suck and they're still stupid. And I still stand by it. You should not wait to the new year to start something. You shouldn't even wait to the next week to start something. If you want to do something, start that day. Start the next day. Don't wait until, Monday to reset. No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start jogging on Monday. It's Tuesday. Start Wednesday. I really believe this. And this is how I am. Any new thing that changed my life, I don't wait till the following week. I do it, if not that day, the next day, because that is when your passion, your discipline, your inspiration is at its peak right there and then. And all you can do is settle back into your regular reality and then, you know, lose the zeal, lose the stuff. Today's topic is the curious case of Riley Reid. Riley Reid is a former adult star industry, whatever, veteran, whatever. And she, like a few others, I've been seeing this, and I only bring this up because it's been popping up on my feeds over and over on Facebook. But basically, Riley Reid, a former adult film star, made a heartfelt plea to her fans and the public to remove and stop sharing all her past videos. Speaking on a podcast in March 2025, she explained that her primary reason is her daughter, Emma, saying, "Please stop sharing my old content. I have a daughter now." Riley expressed that she does not want her child to grow up seeing that version of her, emphasizing the importance of moving forward and protecting her family's privacy as she embraces motherhood. Every time I see this post, and she's not the only adult star that's done this, I roll my eyes. I'm not saying I don't understand where she's coming from, but the audacity of saying this now because you're ready, you have remorse, is crazy. To now put the impetus on us to now respect your feelings and try not to follow whatever. It's accountability. And we've brought this up many, many, many times. It's a lack of accountability. Did she have any idea that she was going to grow old and eventually maybe look back on this? She probably did. But as youth, what do? We ignore it. Oh, whatever. We push it into the future. You can't now profess to the world, "Oh, I regret it. Take it off." That's not the way it works. That's not the way the world works. Furthermore, all the money you made off of this, right? And this is a good example. And I hope all the OnlyFans women who are seeing these old, hot adult film stars feeling regret and remorse and begging people to please stop sharing their stuff, their adult films. And now you have OnlyFans, which takes this the nth degree. I hope they're watching these posts and realizing, I don't want to be that in 10, 20 years. We all have regrets. We all have remorse. When you behave in certain ways that you know you may not like in the future, Manny, you know, you, are coming at this as a father of daughters. I don't know if you guys know he's got daughters. He's a father of daughters. And I mean, you were totally against this topic, or you didn't even want to deal with this topic. Why? Why is that? Because this is a great example of women's accountability, or accountability in general, the lacking of it, and how now it's being put on us, the audience, to now respect the fact that you've changed your mind and figure things out. Now you want to go back and erase your past. That's not the way it works.
Because I don't consider it to be accountability. She made a conscious choice at the age of whatever the hell it was when she started this. She performed the acts that she did consciously at the age that she started this and continued doing so. However, the length of time that she did this, I agree with the lack of accountability. However, it's not just the lack of accountability, it's also the lack of logical thinking, because I'm pretty sure the reason why she started doing this was because she wanted to make money fast,
Correct.
not realizing that there was going to be
Consequences.
consequences
Long lasting.
that would be long lasting for the remainder of her life. She can plead all she wants that she would want people to stop sharing her videos and all this stuff. But once something is out on the internet, it is damn near impossible for it to go away. It will be there forever. I don't feel bad for her whatsoever, especially with the comments that she made in the interview about how she didn't, she lost contact with her family, her brothers, her sisters, her father, and whatever.
There was a there to quote her, she wanted to go get coffee with her father, and he refused because he didn't want to be seen in public with her.
I wouldn't either. And I'm sorry, as a father of daughters, I don't know if you made if you made the comment or somebody else made the comment that as a family member you're supposed to support.
I didn't make the comment. I was reading it. This was the final post, and I unfortunately I think I put it on the group chat now that I think about it. Yeah, I did put it on the group chat.
You said
Yeah.
you're as a family member, you're supposed to support decisions and this and that, whatever. However, yes, you can support it, but you also have to support my actions and my feelings when it comes to supporting you. And support only goes so far. I can say, hey, you can do whatever you want. You're of age, you're an adult. I support your means of financial revenue. However, and I'm pretty sure her father said this to her in the past when she started doing this. Don't expect me to be around you or to have a public appearance with you or whatever, what have you,
It
because.
reminds me of what I've told my sons, and I supports the I do it differently. I said within reason, you'll get my acceptance. I'll accept what you're
Yeah,
doing,
I'll accept what you're doing, but I
but
won't.
supporting it, I have to actually agree to support it. And you know, like I've told that many times. I'm like, you guys can do whatever you want within reason, as long as it's legal and not whatever. I will accept your decision, but if I find it to be asinine or something, I don't have to support it. So understand, I don't have to support your decision. I will accept it as your parent because that's just your life. Let me just get into it real quick. So this is the post that finally had me bite the bullet and say, I want to talk about this. From keeping it Stuggy, Jesus Christ, keeping it Stuggy, the page, and it said, I recently rewatched this interview because of a reel that said, you got what you deserved. It hurt me a lot to see Riley crying, and I don't understand how people cannot empathize with her. People who, by the way, if they recognize her, it's because they've seen her and they think that's better, that they're better than her. That's not true. I get when people worry about the excessive numbers of creators. I understand discussions if it's about society in general, but a single person should always be free to make their own choices. Riley made history, created art. I don't know. I don't know what their difference of art is, and kept many people company. If she were my daughter, I would be proud of her. And that was when I said, "What? What are you talking about?" What in her career is there to be proud of? Maybe the money she made. Maybe she funneled that money and opportunity into entrepreneurial things, or maybe humanitarian things. I know I butchered that word. But when you say that if she was my daughter, I'd be proud of her. I don't understand that sentiment. Yes, you can empathize with how she's feeling. We all have regret. Empathize meaning you can identify with a person, but I don't sympathize with her. I can't. You knew what you were doing. You knew you had a history. You were single focused. Yeah, you have a daughter now. Well, you were somebody's daughter. Are we not? So, Maddie, continue. Sorry, continue.
It's disappointing and idiotic, sorry to say, for her to sit here now saying that she regrets it and she wishes that she could change the past and whatever. And this is something, like I said, when you first took it on, you had no care for how the future would be.
Correct.
You know, when it came to you and the consequences to anybody else. Huh. Mia Khalifa is another porn star that says the same thing.
Yep.
She wanted to be recognized as a jewelry entrepreneur rather than the porn star that she did to pay her college dues. I'm sorry. That's just idiotic. If you do if you were to have sex to pay your tuition for college or whatever, you didn't have to do it in front of a camera. You could have did that behind closed doors, did your business behind whatever. You didn't have to do that in front of a camera. The fact that you did
it was easy money.
The fact that you did it in front of a camera meant two things. One, you didn't care who was watching.
Correct.
You didn't care what was going on around you.
Correct.
You did it because the money was good.
Correct.
And two, you didn't care how it was going to affect anything else beyond that day.
Correct. Yeah. When you record it, you're recording it for posterity. Even if it's not on the internet, it's going to be somewhere at some time in some hard drive period. That's it. You've created it. You've created it, and it is now history. History that can be recalled, brought up, and watched.
Look how Kim Kardashian became famous.
Yeah.
Because of a sex tape that she did with Ray J. I mean, yeah, it worked out to her benefit.
Well, but, right, but it was only one tape.
Right.
It was one tape, and it did what it needed
with
to
somebody
do.
With somebody that they were dating or something at that
yeah,
point.
They were dating. Yeah, right? They were dating.
She wasn't having sex with a million guys.
Correct. And all this weird stuff and all these extra things, you know what I'm saying? And again, I want to make it very clear. I don't look down upon porn stars or sex workers, none of that stuff. I don't look down upon them at all. I don't think that I'm better than them. I don't think anything. What I am saying, though, is that in this case, instead of saying, hey, listen, my life sucks now, or my life is different, I'm a different person, I like it to disappear, own up to it. Say, listen, that was who I was, not who I am. And I'm going to try my best to shield my daughter or my family from it or whatever it is and go from there. But I'm going to own up to that. It's my fault. Now they say, oh, these young women get roped into it and they get, you know, kind of groomed into it. You're an adult. You know what you're doing.
And then I'm looking through her, just Google some stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. She has some songs and I've heard one of them where she drops the N-bomb like a million times in the song.
Well, that'll help the image.
She has another song called Nutritious Nut, Dagger Poom Poom.
Okay.
But it's not that
one. Yeah, word. I know. I figured I knew exactly what it was. My mind was saying it. I was just like, come on, say it. Say it on the podcast. Say it, you coward.
When you do things like this, you have no care for the longevity of where this is going to put you in the future. You don't care and you're not thinking about it. And that's why I can't, you know, I can't side with her on this. I can't feel for her. And I'm in 100% agreement with her father not wanting to be around her. Yeah. Because if this was one of my daughters, I'd treat it the same way.
She's pleading with everybody like if this is some leaked something. She's pleading on the internet and whatever and saying, you know, I'd like this to disappear as if this stuff got leaked. When in reality, no, you knew it was going on the internet. You knew you put it there. You chose to put it there. Now you're changing your mind. You're reneging on it. I understand it. And she would have every right to plead and ask people to respect her if this was like home movie stuff between her and somebody else and it got leaked. And now she's like, I have a daughter, guys. Come on, understand it. That's totally different. That's not what happened. You chose this career. This is in your filmography. This is in your resume. You can't expect anybody to really, I mean, you got what you deserved. That statement, it's kind of aggressive, you know. And there's that meme with Sam Wilson saying he's out of line, but he's kind of correct. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I don't know if you've ever seen that line from Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
I saw when you did it, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, he's out of line, but he's kind of correct. This is the, what is it called? You made your bed, now sleep in it.
Right.
You know, you unlike some, or I'd say most, you found love, right? You found love and you found a partner and you procreate and you have a family. That is not the typical end for porn stars. End of story. You actually got a pretty good deal that you found somebody that didn't mind, that's okay with it, that married you, that had procreated with you.
Yeah, that looked beyond that. Which
correct.
Is like, I can look past this.
Correct.
As long as you don't wish to, you don't do this anymore.
Correct. And that man is a saint. I'm not saying he did anything wrong, but it couldn't be me.
No, I wouldn't do it either.
It couldn't be me.
You posted it a while back, too, about Tia Billinger, which is Her stage name is Bonnie Blue.
Yes.
That's the chick that had sex with 1,000 men in like 12 hours.
Yeah.
And she ended up getting pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Dang.
Like, I don't understand the want, the need, the necessity. Mm-hmm. And then turn around and be like, oh, crap. Now I regret everything that I did because children are involved now. The idiocracy of the whole situation is just, it drives me crazy because the lack of, and to me, I hate to say it, but it's just another example of how women don't think logically.
I guess. Yeah.
This generation of women, especially, they're only thinking about the money.
Yeah, it's true because those man-verse podcasts where they bring on these women who are OnlyFans models and the guys are trying to say, you know, you don't deserve love. You're not going to get any love. And they're like, of course I am. I'm going to find somebody who's going to love me and look past the fact that I'm on OnlyFans and that a whole bunch of guys randomly have videos of everything about me. They're going to be fine with it. And they really believe this.
Having this conversation after I've just sucked five penises. Yeah. I deserve love.
Yeah.
Who are you to tell me that?
Yeah, and I'm not saying they don't, but they're going to have a hard go at it. Kevin Samuels used to say that single mothers had a hard go at it. Imagine a single woman with that kind of history and that kind of baggage and that kind of body count. Not only does a guy know about it, it can be watched by all his homeboys. Can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine finding out that one of your homeboys is rocking it to your wife's old videos when she was younger? What would you do? What could you say?
There's nothing I could say. I'd just be like, okay, well,
I hope it felt good. You know, that's what I'm saying.
I can tell you that to me, if it felt better with me because I actually got in it, you're just using yourself. So
yeah, but whatever. I'm watching her at her prime, dog. You got her when she's used and abused. So, but you know, it's just I don't know. Could you imagine Riley Reid walking in on her husband pleasuring himself to her old videos? Could you imagine? Is that cheating?
It's probably happened.
Is that cheating?
It's not really cheating, but I'm pretty sure it's probably happened. And I'm pretty sure behind closed doors, because some people have kinks with that.
Yeah.
She's just like, oh, I'll give you something that you've never seen in a video before. And then bam, something
crazy. Maybe. But you chose to. I mean, you chose this, and these are your consequences. And now you want us to feel bad about the consequences. And what did you expect?
I don't respect people that decide to be consequential.
Yes.
Once children are involved, you should have thought about that from day one.
Well, that's her excuse. You know, others are just like, it's my past. I don't do that anymore. Or I only did it a few times. Or there's others where, like, again, they got married and they want to start new without this baggage over them. It's impossible. If it was one or two, but you have a catalog. What are you going to do? And then furthermore, you're asking for this to be removed, right? You are paid for this. Do you intend to reimburse the company then? And or take all your riches and buy your catalog, buy your IP then, and discontinue it, and then hire a team that's going to scrub it from the internet?
Did I tell you the story of an ex-coworker of mine that was into sex work that ultimately got fired because of it?
No, you didn't. I'd love to hear a little more about this, because why would she get fired?
Long story short.
And send me her Instagram.
I don't
just,
even speak
just so
to her
I can anymore, so. Okay, well, send me her contact just so I can get some.
I don't.
So
I, don't,
we can,
I haven't.
So we can do. To that so we can, I just want to do a follow up. I want to do a, just we do. A, I want to make sure I have my facts straight for the follow up that we do about this.
Jesus Christ. Anyways,
was she attractive?
No, she had the face of a horse.
Wow.
And everything about her was way too big.
Okay. Was she? What? Was she? Successful? Like, did she make money?
Damned if I know.
Okay, I'm just wondering because it wasn't worth the consequence of losing your job. But okay, carry on with the narrative.
You heard what I said. I said coworker. She wasn't a friend of mine. This wasn't somebody I knew.
I didn't
personally.
Say friend.
I didn't know anything like that.
But I can't tell you any of my coworkers if they've ever dabbled in sex work. I would have never have known. So how did you find out?
The only I'll get to the story. So unbeknownst to me, she would, without divulging too much information, she would disappear for times at, you know, periods of time to go shopping for outfits and such for these video shoots and these video music videos that she used to do. Other coworkers of mine would show me these photos and these videos or whatever. I didn't care to look at them. I didn't give a shit about her. I didn't even look at her like that. It was no interest of me whatsoever, but it was just shoved in my face. Like, this is what she was really doing this weekend when she wasn't at work, when she called out, this is what she was doing.
So she was showing, they were showing you what, her OnlyFans or her Instagram? What were they showing?
Her whatever, I don't know what
whatever platform it was. Okay,
yeah, whatever platform was, they were just showing it from.
I wonder how they found out. But carry on. I love the context. I love the lore behind stories. I'm sorry.
So they would be like, oh, you remember she called out last week or she didn't show up to work and she said she was sick. Well, she went to Atlanta to do this music video and she went to this porn shoot or whatever it was.
Okay.
And it came to a point where it was interrupting my work. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, somebody, one of my managers had asked me like, hey, can you take care of this? And I said, well, that's her job. And isn't that why we hired her to do her job? And she's yet again, not here to do her job. And okay. You're asking me to do her job. So this is where I'm having an issue is if you want me to do it, I'll do it. However, get rid of her because doing her job and she's still here.
And she's getting paid.
Right. So I elevated the situation. HR got involved and then turn around and come back where she tried to hit me with a sexual harassment suit or a sexual harassment claim. Not just me, there were several other people involved.
Right.
And when they brought it up to my attention in HR, I laughed and I was just like, this is hilarious because if there's a camera where I sit and my back is constantly turned to her. So you tell me how I sexually harass somebody by not looking at them. Like you make that make sense.
You use your words and you.
But the very minimal interactions that I have with her as well. But
so whatever. Retaliation.
Yeah. So they asked me, well, why would you think that she would say such a thing? I said, because she's trying to save her job. That's why I'm not the only person that's mentioned there. How can you sit there and say that you're uncomfortable working with somebody yet you're buying them lunch, you're buying them ice cream, you're doing all sorts of things? I said, and the only interactions with her and I, she's constantly showing me, oh, look at this. This person wants to do a photo shoot with me. How do you think I look out in this outfit? And I would constantly just try and like not be the asshole, but shrug her off. In a manner that it's just like, can you get to work and leave me alone? Like, what the fuck are you bothering me for? And it was a constant.
Did she know that you're the one? I mean, I wouldn't say you're the one trying to get her fired, but did she know you were involved in the whole situation?
Right when HR brought all of that stuff up, she had been out of work for like weeks. And they basically told her like, hey, listen, you need to return to work on this day or we need to let you go. And then like a couple of days before that cutoff is when she brought a 7-page letter describing all sorts of stuff, naming all of these people, and then they started conducting their investigation on it. Lo and behold, they found nothing. Surprise. And they eventually terminated her. And I have no idea. I've heard nothing from her or about her, and I'd never cared less anyway.
So she got terminated not because of being in that space, that sex.
No, not
space.
Because of being in the space, she was taking the time to do that.
Right. And instead of being accountable for it, she was trying to blame or put shade or issues on others. You and others to save her job. But that's what it is. It's back to accountability because Riley Reid is doing the same thing. Instead of taking accountability for the fact that this stuff exists, you're now asking us, all of us, right? Don't look at it. Don't share it. Don't talk about it.
Pretend that it doesn't exist.
Pretend it doesn't exist. And when the onus is, it's you. If you really wanted to do this, then you need to buy your catalog back, buy your IP back. You need to hire a team of scrubbers to scrub the internet. That's what you need to do, as opposed to guilt tripping us to say, okay, you do know that now that you're looking at this, I'm somebody's mother. You also are somebody's daughter. That doesn't help. Mm-hmm. Now you're just the MILF category, right? In Pornhub. That's what I mean by accountability. So your coworker is a perfect example. She was doing this. She knows what she was doing, and she knew she was in the wrong and about to whatever. So she created a fictitious situation. Maybe let's say there's some truth to it. Let's say only your part wasn't true. No matter what, she was being terminated because of time and attendance, and she was not showing up to work, not because she was uncomfortable, but because she was engaging in extracurricular activities. Mm-hmm. That's the reality of it. And so it is accountability is what I'm saying, is that I truly believe this. And, you know, again, kudos to her. She got married. She has a daughter. She's embracing motherhood. Fantastic. Oh. So when your daughter decides to do porn, you're going to what?
She also mentioned at some point, at one of the times that she was showing me pictures or whatever, she said, you know, I really would wish that they wouldn't acknowledge me for my body, but for who I am as a person. And my only comment to that was, well, then stop showing off your body. It's just real simple math right there. If you don't want people to look at a certain thing about you, she wants.
I'm sorry. Who does she want to acknowledge her for who she is and not her body?
The people she was in business with.
I apologize for the dead air. The wheels are turning, and I'm trying to understand how to respond to this without saying without calling her out her name, because this is ridiculous. That statement drives me nuts. And your response was perfect. What did she say to that? Anything?
She just looked at me and she was like, "Oh, okay. I'm sorry."
What's wrong with that response? You see what I'm saying? Yes, she was insulted. You insulted her, and she's like, "Wow, oh, maybe that's the comment to put you on her list." That was the moment right there, Manny. I got you with this one. That was the moment you got on the list. But what I'm saying, though, is what's wrong with saying that? You have the audacity to say, "I wish you would take me more seriously," and you said, "Well, then stop being a clown." And there's something wrong with that? What's wrong with that? If what you present, and it's the same thing with women in dating, when you present the visual lie, that's all you bring to the table is your looks and your poom-pooms, right? And then you say, well, I wish men would take me more seriously and see what I have, you know, intelligence in my brains and my entrepreneurship. But then why are you leading with your body and your looks?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. Then stop doing that, dress down, and put forth your personality. Because if that's what you're leading, that's what we're gonna attract. That's what we're gonna go to. And if you are in business with people that are in business with you for your body, because that's what you presented to them, and that's all they're gonna want. That's like me saying, and this is a really bad example, because this is one thing about me. I don't like being a cameraman. I don't like being a videographer. I'm being real with you. I don't like it. I never liked it. I like to be behind the. I like to be behind the camera. I like to be directing. I like to be. You know, I'm really good at editing. I don't like being the camera guys, GWC, guy with camera. I don't want to be the one holding it. I don't want to be the videographer. I don't want to be the filmographer or the whatever you want to call it, a cinematographer. I just don't like it. But if the only thing that I'm presenting to clients is I can be your camera guy, and I come to you, Manny, listen, man, I really wish my clients would see that I have editing skills and I have directorial skills. You know, I wish they'd see past the camera. And you'd say, well, Jay,
try doing something else.
Yeah. Stop whoring yourself out as a camera guy. Stop saying I'll be the camera guy. Stop putting yourself out there saying I can film your stuff. Put your other skills out there. It's a bad example, but it's similar to that. It just doesn't make any sense. That statement is going to mug me all day today. It is. Anyway, so we're going to wrap this up because, you know, reasons and so forth. And we're reached the 30-minute mark, which I'm trying to do for these specials. Final thoughts about the Riley Reid thing, just accountability in general.
The only thing I have to say about that is if you really care about your child and what they feel or think about the whole thing of your past or whatever, have open communication with them when they're of age and they can understand it and explain to them about it. Stop trying to pressure the public or everybody else to stop sharing the stuff that you did willingly, openly, the things that you've said, the things that you've done.
And generating more traffic toward it.
Yeah, and bringing more attention to it. Just be who you are and tell your child, like, hey, listen, I'm ashamed. I did what I did for whatever the reason that I did it. But I want you to understand that, you know, I did it for whatever reason I did, but this is not something that you should do, you know, and just have that open communication.
I agree. But that's taking accountability.
And that, yeah, exactly. But doing it now and trying to be like, oh, everybody's dumb. You know, I have a child now. You should have thought about that when you first started.
The sad part is that every day there's a new 18-year-old, and every few 18-year-olds will fall into this. She would eventually have filtered out of the cycle. You know that, right? Because there's new stars everything. Eventually, her stuff would just by the time her daughter can get of age, it's probably not going to be easily findable. You know, it'll be considered vintage porn. You know what I'm trying to say? You should have just ignored it and let it go away. You, what you did is you added an uptick and you left it in the algorithm for much a little bit longer than it's going to be. That's one part right there. That's where you messed up, because you're not the most amazing looking woman and not the most amazing porn star that ever existed. You're going to fade into the background because it's always somebody new. Sex work is always going to happen. It's always going to come. It's always going to be somebody else who's going to blow up, and your stuff is going to end eventually be even in 10 years. Nobody's going to know who you are. I'm just keeping it real. Nope. You know, and it would have been probably 5 years had you not done this podcast, and you keep putting yourself out there for people to then search you up. Oh, well, what's so bad about what she did? Oh yeah, check this girl out. Part of me believes she did it to get some kind of royalties. If I'm going to be honest, part of me believes that, because if you're smart, you know that this would have gone away on its own. It would still be out there. Your daughter's friends aren't going to see your stuff, because by that time, there's going to be so much other stuff that's going to be there. It's going to be buried. It's going to be buried more smut.
It depends, because there's still going to be a generation that is fully aware just by memory or thought. And they're going to tell their children and be like, hey, you're friends with such and such, right? You know, her mom used to do porn, right?
All right, I've looked at porn, you looked at porn.
Let's just pretend that not everybody is a humble.
You're right. But I'm telling you right now, you looked at some porn, I looked at some porn over the course of our life. What are the likelihood we'd walk down the street and recognize, hey, that's that chick from this one video, from this one time? Or let's be real, the average guy will not be able to pick out the porn star he saw on the street, or even his neighbor. He has to be like a super fan.
Highly obsessed with that person.
Correct. Right. And the highly obsessiveness, the likelihood of you being around someone like that, it's very small. Let's be real. She can move literally to another country or to another state, maybe, or maybe to like one of those crazy, and nobody would recognize her. Let's be real.
She's barely recognizable. I just Googled her. I didn't realize she was 31 years old.
Correct.
I just Googled her, and she doesn't even look like what she did when she did those videos.
Correct. So she's no longer Riley Reid, right? She's married. Doesn't she have like a different name? I don't even think Riley Reid was even her name.
No, that's her stage name.
Correct. So if your name isn't Riley Reid, and it's possible you can, I mean, why did you do this? You see what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Now I'm calling into question why you did this at all. You changed your name. Let's say even your name was Riley Reid, and you change your name to Riley Johnson, whatever his last name is. My niece's name is Riley.
His name is Pasha Petkins.
Okay, Riley Petkins, right? Who's going to look at her, look at the last name and say, aren't you that porn star? Like I said, my niece is named Riley. Riley's not a special name. So what are you laughing at?
Of course. She's from Florida.
Is she? That makes sense. That makes sense. So I don't know, guys. I don't know. All she's putting this stuff right back out there. And now they're going to have new pictures of her and new Facebook. And now they're going to be able to connect the dots. People who could not have connected the dots before are connecting it now. This has been appearing on my Facebook. I don't know why. Over and over and over. I think it's because I'm in parenting groups. Over and over and over and on Facebook.
We're wrong. Her actual name is Riley Reid.
Okay. All right, fine. But now she's Riley Pashkashkashkash. She's Riley Ashkash Bagash. That's it. Nobody would have put it together. And the highly unlikely chance, unless you're walking into those porn conventions, bro. And I want to get very clear. I went to one of those conventions. All right. I did with my friends. It was really fun, actually. I did this like BDSM upside down, like being held upside down situation. It was really cool. I did it. It was fun. But there were porn stars all over that place. I didn't recognize any of them. At all. At the signing desks, I didn't recognize their names. That's the typical guy who watches porn. They don't give a crap.
You know what else doesn't help her?
What?
She's won 50 awards based on that genre.
Which genre?
The porn genre.
She's okay. Won
50 awards.
Yeah. Porn she star award winning writer.
Whatever Hall of Fame. They have two Hall of Fames for that too.
Okay. Well, at this point, you did it to yourself. I mean, God, you know what? I'm done. I'm out. That's it. I'm out. We did our final thoughts. I did my final thoughts. That's it. That's the curious case of Riley Reid. I do empathize with her. I do. I don't think I'm better than her. Not at all. We all do things that we regret. Just most of us don't have it on camera to then. And showed it off to the world. That's right. All I can say. And
to the extent, And to the extent that you've won awards, so
Yes.
you had proud moments for this.
Yes.
You went on
Yes.
stage and was
Yes.
presented an award, and you were like, I want to thank all of the little people.
Yep.
What? I thank
Yeah.
God and my parents. Shut up.
Yeah. So I mean, it is what it is, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry for her. I hope she finds peace, you know. And I mean, she found love. She has a big move to a different country then, if you want, you know, somewhere else that has restrictions. I know.
Change your name.
No, as long as it doesn't say Reed anymore, it shouldn't be Reed. She should have changed it to, well,
That's what I mean.
excuse me. That's chauvinistic of me. That's patriarchy. But you had a good out when you got married to change your name and to reinvent yourself, because you know, typically, traditionally, whatever's left of it, the woman takes the man's last name. If you
Yeah,
decided
but
to,
that's what I mean.
or
So.
even if you hyphenated your name, you know, just hyphenate it. I'm sure it would have done differently. So that's my final thoughts on that. I don't feel bad for you. It is what it is. And I actually didn't think about it, but I agree with Manny. Have a conversation with your child. Tell them that this is what happened. This is what you got into, and that you know, you apologize or whatever. And I don't know, maybe you should have thought about procreating. I don't know. You know, I procreated, and I feel bad that I procreated because I brought my children into this crappy world, and I did nothing like what she did. Nothing that could embarrass them. Nothing that could ruin their childhood. Nothing that could cloud their reality. Now, I'm not saying she didn't have the right to procreate, but she knew what she was doing. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for tuning in to Last of the Nice Guys podcast. Another ignoring the 100 episode special. I'm Jason. That's Manny, and thank you for your time.
The last of the nice guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys. Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys or email lastofthenice guys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.